Now, so far, we've built a little kind of Hello World-style console app that shows us a message, and it's great. We built it with the Workflow Designer, as you see here with our Say Hello XAML. Now, this is cool, but we're going to go on to exercise 3 now. Now, you might be thinking, well, what if I wanted to write code, maybe some C-sharp code that called console.writeline to write this message to the console instead of this write line activity? Is that something I could do? Absolutely, you can. So in this task, we're going to do just that by creating a say hello in code activity. We're going to update the main method to use it and then verify our solution. Now, the code activity is a class that allows you to implement your workflow logic in code. So let's add a new code activity. So if I come over here to Solution Explorer, say add a new item, workflow code activity, there it is. We're going to call this say hello in code. Now, one thing to think about when it comes to code activities is that you can write code that does things, but to be good, you should not block, like we wouldn't want to call console.readline. You probably shouldn't spin up new threads, especially from a code activity, or do some kind of long-running thing like call a web service, write a multi-megabyte file, or get a bunch of stuff from a database. Code activities are meant for code that is short and sweet, can be called synchronously on the calling thread, and is going to get in, do its work, and get out quickly. If you need to do some longer-running work, there's another class called async code activity you should look at. All right, so here's our implementation, and if I click on copy code here, I can just copy that code to the clipboard. So let's do that, and we're going to just replace what came in the template with the code from the lab. So you can see here I have a pretty simple class, say hello in code. It inherits from code activity. We override the execute method, and then we do our work fast, quick, on the calling thread. That's the way to do it. Now, you might be asking, well, why would I create an activity if I'm just going to write some code? I mean, why would I put this into a workflow? It's a little bit hard for you to understand this right now because you're new to workflow. But by building an activity, what we're doing is we're creating a piece of code that's highly reusable and can be composed into other workflows later. And the workflow environment is pretty cool. It gives us a lot of capabilities in terms of long-running, monitoring, running threads, multiple processes on lots of threads and things like that. So there are a lot of good reasons to build workflows. And many times the thing that you want to do is something you just want to do in code, and the code activity gives you a way to do it. All right, let's go on to task 2. Now we need to modify our program to use our new class. So I'm going to say hello in code. That's it. And now previously, the workflow invoker was invoking code that had been authored in XAML at build time, caused a generated class to be created. Workflow invoker doesn't care really where your class came from, whether it was authored in code or authored in XAML, doesn't matter. Workflow invoker invoke just wants an activity. So however we get it, it's going to invoke it. Great, let's build the solution. And now let's verify it to see if it works. Now it says, hello, workflow in code. That's great. Everything's working. And that's the end of exercise 3.